Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Chavtes, and we are on Chav Ches Mabez, just one follow-up discussion of the end of yesterday's shiur, and that is we had all the discussions of the Rishonim and the Achronim on the Avos keeping the Torah at Shelo Nitna, and what about the Averis that they seemingly violated, how did they keep Shabbos, and we mentioned a couple of suggestions. What about Bris Mila? Why did Avram wait to be Mekayim Bris Mila until he was commanded? Just to sum up some of those answers again, and maybe add one or two others. The Mizrahi suggests that, as we said, Gadol Mitzvah V'Yoseh Mimisha Ena Mitzvah V'Yoseh, greater to fulfill a mitzvah when one is commanded than not, and therefore by all other mitzvahs one could wait, one could do the mitzvah and then do it again after one is commanded. But by Mila, if you do it once, that's it. So therefore he would rather have waited to be a Mitzvah V'Yoseh. Says the a number of the other Achronim as follows. The Pardes Yosef writes that the Gemara says that there's an Isser of Chavala. Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Aleph. Also Adam Lachbo Ba'atzmo. So only when there's a Chiv of Mila, a Mitzvah of Mila, then Chavala is Mutter. It's not called Chavala. Mashen came without the Tzivui. It's just an Isser of Chavala. Says the Briska Rav. Two more. Says the Briska Rav, and this we also mentioned from the Meshech Chachma, that without the Mitzvah of Mila, there is no Shem Arel. And without Shem Arel, so then this doesn't make sense to do the Mila, and therefore he waited. The final answer I wanted to add on was from the Sri Deish. The Sri Deish writes in the Tshuva that the Mitzvah of Mila is different than other mitzvos in that it is a bris. It's a bris, and a bris, a covenant, by definition, requires two parties. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there yet. He didn't make the covenant yet. So therefore, it didn't make sense to do the Mila without the Tzivui, because it is much more than just a mitzvah, mina mitzvos. It is a bris, and therefore, the two parties are required, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Okay, there's a lot more there, but let us now get on to today's discussion. Says the Gemara, we're at the two dots on the fifth wide line on Chav Ches Amabez. Masya ben Shmuel Omer v'chulav hu Omer Hain. The Mishnah quoted a conversation between the one who is looking, the lookout, to see if it was light, and the one on the floor. And the conversation went as follows. Is it light until Chevron? Yes. So the Gemara asks, who's talking? Right? Is it light? Okay, that's the one on the floor. But then the next two phrases, until Chevron, yes, who says that? So it's very unclear. Says the Gemara, Man Amar Hain. Who says that? Ile Mahachta Koya Igra. Is it the one who is on the roof? The one who's on the roof says all this? Is it light? Until Chevron, yes. Hu Chalam Vu Mefasher. Literally, he dreams and he interprets? Meaning, you can't ask the question and give the answer. What he says, is it light in Chevron, and as we discussed yesterday, the two days, Rashi, that it's in the name of the Yerushalmi, it's Mazkirin the Avos in Chevron, or the Ritva just says, is it light all the way until Chevron? So, either way, doesn't make sense for him to ask the question and for him to give the answer. So, Ella, no, this is what it means. Hach de koi a'ara. What, the one who was on the ground talking? That's the other choice of Minayada. How does he know? He doesn't see. So, either way, there must be a conversation going on between two people. So the Gemara says, Ibayis Ema Hach Tekoya Ara, Ibayis Ema Hach Tekoya Igra. You could suggest that the one who says Hain is the one on the floor, on the ground, and the one who says Hain is the one on the roof, on the higher point. So let's see. Ibayis Ema Hach Tekoya Agra, if you want to suggest that it's the one that's standing on the roof, Amar Ihu Heir Pedekala Mizrach. He says, the one on the roof, the one high up says, the entire eastern sky is light. And then the one on the floor says, Ad Shebechevron, has it reached that level? All the way until Chevron, and the one on the higher elevated plane says yes. So he says Hain. Or it's the opposite. V'bayis Hain, Mahachtakoya Ara. Amar Ihu, the one on the ground says, Heir Panei Kol HaMizrach. Has it, va'amarleh, and the one who's on the roof says, ad shebechevron, that's his answer, va'amarleh, and then the one on the ground says, Hain, yes, exactly. That's what I needed to know, and now I am all set. So two ways of interpreting the conversation that took place in the Mishnah. Good. The Mishnah said, why do we need such an elaborate ceremony? Because one time there was a mistake made. One time they shechted the carbon tamid, and it was already, they thought it was light, and it wasn't light, it was still the nighttime, so therefore they had to do it again, and it was nifsal, and they had to burn it. Says the Gemara, umi michlef. does it, is there really a difference? There is a difference. Can there really be confusion between the light of the sun and the light of the moon? V'hatanya, that's very difficult, because the Braisa says there's two totally different lights. Rebbe Omer, Ein adome timur shel levana letimur shel chama. The difference between the light of the moon and the light of the sun is very different scientifically. Timur shalavana mitamer vaola kemakel. The light of the moon goes straight up. Mitamer vaola goes straight up like a stick. Timur shalchama maftsia lakan lakan. And the light of the sun spreads out, splinters out. So there's a big difference. How did they make a mistake about what it was? So Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Yom Hamaunan Haya. It was a cloudy morning. Even though it was moonlight, which it should go straight up, but it was cloudy, so they didn't see it straight. And it went off in different directions, so that's why they thought it was the original sunlight of the day. So that's why it didn't work. Okay, a couple of phrases now. Amar Papa. Shmamina Yoma De'iva Kule Shimsha. The fact that you see the, once we're talking about clouds, so Rav Papa says, when it's a cloudy day, the sun is even stronger when it comes out in the places where it's able to come out. Right? Rashi says, "Afilu b'makom tzel shachama boka'as b'chol makom." Even in a shady spot, but the sun is behind the clouds. V'niyotis derech halon kereger chalonas sheha'avim omdim b'faneha v'imis pashtim aleimu boka'as b'chol pisuk shaben. Every place that there's a space, the sun comes out, and one might not feel the rays. But once you realize, Yom HaDi'iva Kulei Shimsha, if it's cloudy, the sun still gets through, right? Nafkamina, l'may nafkamina, l'shituchei oros. Right? L'may nafkamina, if one is drying hides, one has to know exactly that the sun is going to be felt even through the clouds. One might say, b'zman hazeh, l'may nafkamina, putting on sunscreen. Right? Even if it's somewhat cloudy, you know, one has to put on sunscreen. Inami, look at the Darish Rava, Isha lo talosh lo bachama, v'lo bachame chama, a woman cannot knead dough on Pesach, in the chama, the chame chama, because it's going to cause leavening, it's going to cause the dough to rise at a quicker pace than normal, and it might become chametz. So one shouldn't do that. Good. Amar Rav Nachman, Zuhama de Shimsha kashi mishimsha. We're going to have a couple of phrases now related to something that seems to be ironic, that a secondary item might be more chamor than the main item. So we'll have a couple. Number one, related to what we were just talking about. Zuhama d'shimsha, the chom, the heat of the sun on a cloudy day, sometimes is more difficult, kashi, and stronger than the sun itself. V'simanech dana d'chala, and the simon is a jug of vinegar. What's the mashal? Explains Rashi that sometimes if the sun is behind the clouds, when it finally gets an area to shine through, it'll be even more powerful than if it doesn't have any covering and it just shines equally across. Just like a dana d'chala, a vinegar, a jug of vinegar is very, very potent. It smells, the aroma is very strong, but if it's closed, you don't smell it. The second that you open it a little bit, all that aroma is going to try to shoot out in a very intense way, more intense than any one spot had there not been a cover on. So that is number one. Zuhama d'shimsha kashi mishimsha. Number two, shavrirei d'shimsha kashi mishimsha. The shavrirei, becoming blind by looking at the rays of the sun. Same idea. One might not be aware of it, but when there is a cloud and the sun's rays are more stifled into certain areas, so that could be very strong, even though we don't realize it, even more than the sun on a sunny day. V'simanech dilfa, and the simon is dilfa, a drip. Rashi explains if you have a drip on one part of your body, it's very, very unable, right, difficult to deal with. Unlike if I just go into a bathtub, that's fine. But if I have a drip on one part of my body, that's more difficult. That's number two. Number three, hirhure aveira on the top of today's daf, kashume aveira. Thinking about an aveira is more difficult than the aveira itself. Wow. V'simanech recha debisra. And the simen is the aroma of a piece of meat. Meaning, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, if you don't eat it. If somebody just has an aroma and they're able to smell the meat without eating it, it's very, very difficult. That's one pshat, right? Basar shameit shekashala meriach bo veina ochlo yosemi da ochlo. Right? It's more dangerous. If a person eats meat, okay, there are some negative side effects, but if somebody smells meat and doesn't eat it, that is very difficult for his body. Let's see other pshatim. Rashi says, ta'avas hirurei aveira, we usually assume to mean Arayos. That is the most common avera discussed in this type of phrase. Tavas nashim kashim lahachishes psaro yoser migufa shamaisa. The tava of nashim, sometimes the taiva itself is more difficult to a person, even more than the gufa maisa. Right, where do we see this? Right, this is the well-known story in, or we'll make it well-known right here, in Sanhedrin. It's quoted more than that, but in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Hey, the end of the eighth parak, says the Gemara, this story about a man who is in deathly sick in love, or not in love, in physical love. Amar Yehuda Marav, Maisa Adam Echad Shenasa Neir B'Isha Achas. A man had his eyes on a certain woman, Ve'ela Libotina, and he had a heartache for her. And he went to ask the doctors, what do I do? You'll only save your life if you're with her. And the Chachamim say, tough luck, that's Gili Arias. That's one of the big three. Yamus Valtivalo. That's it, Gili Arias. Tam Olafan of Aruma. Let her at least stand in front of me naked. Yamus Valtam Olafan of Aruma. No, that is Abizrayu, the Gili Arias, which is also Yarva Yavar. Tesabri Mamachari Gedda, let me just hear her voice. He was on this level that gave him that would give him such pleasure and fulfillment. Yomus full of tzabrei mabachari gather, right? And that was the story. And there's machlokas whether she was an ashes ish, whether she was a pnuya. That's the discussion there in Sanhedrin. But we see from there that the hirhure avera, the word avera was being done. The hirhure avera was difficult on the body, like Rashi says, even more than the avera itself. The Tosas Rid also has another form of this approach, where he says, if I do the Avera, fine, I did the Avera, there's an Avera in front of me and I do it. But if I imagine and I have this fantasy about the Avera before it and then fulfill it, it's much more detrimental to me than just actually doing it. Pirish, Yoser Misave Adam Alha Avera Kishemaharera Leha Me Avera Atzmak Shavera Lafana Vosikba. Right, the whole, all the Hachanis. Just like Lahavdil, just like for a mitzvah. The more you prepare for a mitzvah and you think about the mitzvah and you imagine and you do the mitzvah in your mind a few times and finally you get to do it, that mitzvah is going to be much more meaningful. So Lahavdil, you know, the Gemara says it by Averos. The more hachan is for an Aver, the worse the Aver is going to be, the greater the mitzvah is going to be if I have Kavana for it. The other pshat, everything that we've said so far is focusing on the guf, the body of a person. Tosas Rid was already expanding a little bit, but this is said by mostly the Achronim. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, the Maritz Chayis, references it here, but he only quotes one line. But if you look in the Rambam says, why is Hirurei Aver Kasha Me Avera? Paraphrase what many after him said. It starts in the Rambam, as in the Rishonim, and then expands, and that is Hirurei Avera is using my mind, my brain, what makes me unique amongst the creations, and I use that for an Avera. So that's worse than using my physical, animalistic part of me for an Avera. Says the Rambam, the li, this is in the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Paraches, the li pirusho pirush nifla ma'od. Let me explain a great pirush to this chazal. Vahu, sheha adam ki shimra amra kishe yamre. When a person rebels, Amram Yamre Mitzad HaMikrim HaNimshachim Achra Chomer Shalo. Sometimes we rebel against God, sometimes we're not perfect. Kamosha Bi'arti, Ritzoni Lomar Sha'adam Lo Yasemeri Rak Be'behemi Yuso. But most of our rebellion happens, hopefully, from our animal side. Aval HaMachshava Hi Misegulas Ha'adam HaNimshachos Achar Tzuraso. But the Machshava, that is something unique to us. U'kashe Yachshov B'meri, when I use my thoughts, my intellect to sin, Yamre B'nichbat Shebishnei Chalakav, then I'm using the special quality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me to rebel against Him. The Ein Chet Misha'avar, you can't compare a sinner when a lowly, foolish Eved sins and one of the aristocrats who's in the government sins. So the intellect is something that's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if we use that, it's even worse than the Aveira itself. And then he expands and says, this is the root also of the terrible sin of Nivel Peh. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, you could get 70 years of a good decree could be wiped out. By not using, not speaking properly. Right, speaking is a reflection, is an extension of the intellect. Right? Like the Onkel says, what's Ruach Mamalala? I'm sorry, what does it mean? Nefesh Chaya, Ruach Mamalala in Parshas Bereishis. That's what makes us unique. Gamla, Elokala, Adam, Lahavdiloba, Mishar Baalei Chayim. Rambam continues. This is what makes us different than the animals. As the Pasuk says, Misam Pela Adam. Who gives man speech, who gives them the power of speech. And says the Rambam, that's what Hiru Avera, Kasha Me'avera means. It is so terrible when we use our unique element that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, our intellect, our Koach HaDibur, and we use that negatively to rebel against Him. So that's Hiru Avera, Kasha Me'avera. And the simon is smelling the meat, meaning not even getting to the meat, just the smell of the meat. You might say this, connecting this to the Rambam, smell also is something very special, a chush that is unique, even though other creatures might also have the sense of smell, but, you know, the sense of smell that we have is also something that goes to our neshama. Call our neshama to halalka. Viter, the fourth line. We had Zuama, we had Shavrire, we had Hirhure, now we have Shili Dekaita Kashim Kaita. The end of the summer is more difficult than the beginning of the summer. Rashi says that our bodies are more susceptible to the heat. You might have said the opposite, we're more used to it. But Rashi says, no. By the end of the summer, our bodies are so heat worn out, so to speak, that any little heat will have a detrimental effect. V'simanech, tanura, shagira. Just like you have a used oven. You have an oven that has been heated all day, just a little bit of wood, a little bit of fuel would be good enough to heat it up. Even though if you came in the morning, that amount wouldn't be able to. But here, a little bit of heat will burn us up and put us overboard. Again, what's the symbolism of that? Says the Ben Yoyada. We'll have a couple of Ben Yoyadas on this Gemara. Number one, says the Ben Yoyada, there are two times in our life. This is a take-home Ben Yoyada. Sheyesh la'adam bishnos chayev shnei zmanim chalukim. We have two times in our life. Ha'echad huzman shnos habachros. Number one, it's the years of our youth. He doesn't give a timeline. When does youth end? Hopefully, nabizman hazeh, youth has a higher limit, right? It used to be a certain age, but hopefully now we like to think that youth has, right? It's the new 50 and the new 60 and the new 40. Ha'echad huzman shnos habachros. Number one is the years of our youth. V'abeiz yimzman hazikna. V'yadua dechachmi amusur him shilu shnos habachros limei akayetz. The chachmi musur says the Ben Yoyada were mamshil the youth years to the summer. Why? Shemuzumonim letiulim betanugim. We have energy. We go out. We're into pleasures. The summer is more about pleasure. Umatsui bam kol minei peiros tovim umusukim. Things are sweet. The yimei zikna, and the opposite zikna is yimei choref. Why? People stay inside. It's colder. Atzur bebeiso. We don't go out to be mitayel besados akramim. V'chein azakein mitzativo. Yichbad v'yeshev bimkomo. V'ein libo nimshach achar tiulim betanugim. We don't leave. Says the Ben Yoyada, v'nei no, that's known that the koach ha-taiva gets stronger and stronger in a person from the beginning of his youth. Ach teva koach ha-taiva u'sha'olo mitkaver yom al yom v'u mitachez badam kol yimei bachros, throughout the youth, until you come to yimei zikna, and it starts getting lower and lower, and less the yetzahara for a zakein is less. So what this Gemara means, suggests the Ben Yoyada, is shili dekaita, towards the end of our youth, whenever that may be, towards the end of this time period, one has to be extra careful because the taiva is great. Shili dekaisa kashe. Kashal adam mitzad ribui tavaso. Yoser mitokif yimei habachros sheni yochol lichbosh tavaso. Me'achashu mezgabra va'ola. So one has to be careful. That's the nafkamini. He says, l'miboy rachmi, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure to help me conquer my taiva. V'gam lasos lo himatzos v'hachanos. La'atzalaso mitigboris hataiva. To make sure a person knows that as time goes on in this section of one's life, one has to be careful in knowing that they have a tremendous power of the taiva at this time. One also might say, again, as we just said before, latov, and that is when somebody is towards the end of the youth, whether it means in their, you know, 20s or 30s or 40s, whatever it is, you know, the strength that they have for tov is also good, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu always balances the playing field. And if there's a koach ha-taiva l'ra, then there's a koach ha-taiva for tov. The amount that a person who's younger can get accomplished, and the energy that they are given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to use that. They have to use that. And it could be somebody when they're 75 years old looks back and says, you know, I can't do what I used to be able to do. But we have to have done it during the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the energy in order to accomplish as much as we can. So that is the Shili Dekaita, Kasha Mikaita. And the simon is a oven that was already on. Vayder next, Ishta Desisva, Kasha Mikaita. A winter fever is more difficult than a summer fever. Because if you have a chill, somebody has a low temperature, is sick in the winter, right? It's more chamer, as we know, because you can't get warmed up. And the simon of that is a cold oven. Next, One more. Migmar ba'atikta kashya mechadata. Again, what is this doing in Shas Bavli? It's all to teach us. These phrases that Chazal put in here, Ravina and Ravashi decided these phrases should be in Shas Bavli because we can learn something from every phrase. See, here's another one. Learning something old is harder than learning something new. V'simanech, tina bartina. What does that mean? Using old cement. Trying to make new cement from new raw materials is great. It's easier. Trying to take broken, old, crushed up cement and trying to fix that, that's harder. Right? Ma'adavadome, when you want to paint a wall. When I paint a wall, you have to take off all of the garbage and the pieces falling off first, and then put up new paint. If you try to just use the old paint that's still up and cover with it, and it's much harder. It's much easier to start again. Good. But what does it mean, the message of learning old more than learning new? Rashi says, start with Rashi. Mishalamad vihisiach daito v'shachach. If somebody learned and then forgot his learning, he was mesiach das. Mesiach das. What's Rashi sound like? That if you're not mesiach das, you're not going to forget. So mishalamad vihisiach daito v'shachach. Koshe lachzor v'lilmod masha shachach. It's harder to learn something again that you once knew rather than learning something totally new. That's Rashi, right? It's harder to try to recall something than learning it the first time. Okay? One might say the opposite. It's easier to recall something. But maybe another deeper pshat of what might be behind Rashi is that sometimes if I learn, the Gemara says this elsewhere, if I learn something improperly the first time, that's exactly what Rashi says, but it's very hard to correct a mistake that's already implanted, to learn it again rather than to learn something new. A number of people have told me that these great Baalei Kriya, sometimes you meet a great Baal Kari and you ask them, what's your favorite parsha? Your easy parsha, Bar Mitzvah parsha? Sometimes they'll tell you that, that's my hardest one. Because I did that when I was a Bar Mitzvah and I wasn't medaktik in every na and nach and dogesh and mila el and mila ra. So it's much harder because that I know from my Bar Mitzvah and I have to correct it. Right, that's migmirat tikta kashmi chadata. To learning something new would be somewhat easier. Interesting. And this is a general point. Also, one might relate this to learning doing chazara. Sometimes we find it difficult to do chazara. We just want to learn something new, right? Especially in the Daf Yomi world, right? We're always doing something new, but we have to make sure to have a chazara plan as well, right? Even Halacha Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoridei and some in Reish Mem Hei in Hilchas Malamdim about teachers, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Karun Latinokas B'Shabbos Mitchila. One shouldn't teach something new to Talmidim on Shabbos, Mashal Olamdu, Mishum Torah HaShabbos. They're going to have to break their heads and focus and learn something new, so you shouldn't teach them something new on Shabbos, because it's going to be very hard for them. Ava Mashakara Palachas, if they've already done it once, Shonim Osam LaShabbos. You could review with them on Shabbos. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes, just the opposite. The Nirek Sas. It appears a little bit. And again, all of these are true in a sense. All these Rashi and what we suggested. Nirek Sas says the Pesachei Tshuva. Dekol Shekein. Shalishan Alam Davar Yashan. Mashalam Dukfar. No, what they did already is even harder. Why? Daha Isa Biyoma Daf Chavtes. Quotes our Gemara. Migmar Batik Tukash Mechadutah. Who wants the Chazar? Who wants to review? You want to learn something new? You want to feel like you're accomplishing? Chazara? We learned this already, Rebbe. What are you doing? Right, so says the Pesachei Tshuva, maybe it's just the opposite. Lamaisa, lamaisa, one has to know. Whatever one wants to learn on Shabbos, one has to have their heart in it on Shabbos. The Shlach Kadosh says, the Shari Tshuva quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach Kadosh, that a person has to be mechadish chidushi Torah on Shabbos. I'll read it from the Shari Tshuva, and it's in Reish Tzadi. Adarabah, chayiv adam lechadish chidushi Torah, kamo shakasa bezohar, dibemotei Shabbos, b'chazaras neshama yaseir alam koma. When the neshama yaseir goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Show aloso HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machidush amarta b'Torah. You have any chidusha for me? Tell me something new. Tell me something new. And if you can't come up with a chidush, just learn something new. Learn something. And every time you chazer, every time we review, we also look at something in a new way. So whatever it is. And then he quotes the machzik bracha. That's the chidah. B'shem das chachma b'shem arishim. Machadish b'Torah. Ma'atrin la'aviv ba'oso olam. Learn something new. But again, it's just mashalibo chafis. Whatever a person desires and wants to learn and gets onik Shabbos out of that, that's what he should be learning. Good, that's old as compared to new. And one final pshat, and again, the Ben Yoyada going back, nearly b'siyata d'shmaya. He says, what does it mean, older is something that's harder than new? Sometimes you have a chacham who said something very cryptically, a very short statement, and you can't figure, and we bang our heads to try to figure out what he meant. It would be much easier to try to look at the sugya ourselves and come up with our own. It says that's what it means. Another idea. The kosei bir shalo b'lashon katzar v'sasum asher kasha la'adam l'ma'ayen la'asos bi'ur la'zeh ha'bi'ur yoser mi la'asos bi'ur chadash lo'oso pasik omamar chazal sasum asher bi'ur oso. Good, so various pshatim relating to learning old and learning new. Chazara versus learning something afresh. Either way, you can take all of those different pshatim. Amar Rabbi Avo. Next, my time at the Rebbe. Yes, Rabbi Avo. What's the reason for Rebbe? Rebbe said earlier that the timur, the rays of the moon and the sun are different. What's the basis for Rebbe? All the Achronim ask, what kind of question is this? It's a mitzius. It's a reality. Rebbe explains the difference between the sun and the moon. So there has to be something deeper behind this question. Various suggestions given. But either way, sometimes the Gemara says, everything is alluded to in psukim. So we want to find where it's alluded to in psukim, even though it's a reality. Dichsiv lam natzeach al ayala tashachar. Right, the pasuk in Tehillim. Ma ayala zu. Just like, so we compare the ayala to the shachar. So ma ayala zu, just like this ayal, this hind. Zu karnea mafzilos lakan lakan. Its horns split this way and that way. Rashi says, even though it's an ayala, which is a female, and a female doesn't have the horns, only the male. Either way, it's that breed. So just like its horns split, afshachar zim afsila kanokan. So to the shachar, so to the sunlight splits in contrast to the moonlight. Period. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Lamanim Shala. What's on this Mizmor and Tehillim? We talk about who said it. Lamanim Shala Esther La Ayala. Why is Esther compared to Ayala? What does that mean? The Gemara in Maseches Megillah. Many are familiar with the Gemara in Megillah that Esther, on the way to sing Achashveros, said this Mizmor of Tehillim. The Gemara says, "Vataamod b'chatzar beis hamelach apanimis." This is the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tezvav. Rashi quotes it right here. She stood in the outer, in the inner courtyard. Amar Rabbi Levi, kiven shehigia lebeis hatzlamim. Once she reached the idol room outside the royal room where the throne was, she lost the Shechina. Amra, so she says, and this is in this Mizmar, Kaili Kaili, Lama Zaftani, why have you left me, Hashem? Shema ta don al shogi kemezev al onis karatzon. Right, is it my fault? O Shema al shakaratif kelev, Shema hatzila mecherev nafshi, miyad kelev yechidasi, Chazra v'karatar, yay, v'chul v'chul, and he continues. But she said this. That's why she's called another name of Esther Amalka is Ayalat, Ayalat HaShachar. So Reb Zeira says, what's the connection between Esther and an Ayala? Lomar lecha ma Ayala, rachmat tzar v'chaviva abayla, kol shah v'shah kashar rishona, just like an Ayala has a thin, a narrow rechem, and it is beloved on its ba'al, on its mate, always, just like Shah Rishona, Av Esther is a Chaviva Achashverosh, Kosha Veshak Shah Rishona. So too, Esther held the love of Achashverosh all the time that they were married. So something about the Ayala Chaviva al Baila. Period. Amr Asi, Loma Nimshala Esther Lashachar. Last one. Why is Esther compared to Shachar? Because Esther is Ayalet. We just said, why is Esther compared to Ayalet? And now why is Esther compared to Shachar? So Loma Nimshala Esther Lashachar. Lomar Lacha. Ma Shachar. Sof Kal Halayla. Af Esther. Sof Kal Anisim. Just like the morning is the end of the night, so to Esther is the end of all miracles. End of Nisim. Nisim Gluyim. V'hoika Chanukah. What about Chanukah? Right, that was Nes Pachashemen. Right, that was also a Nes Galui. Nitna Lichtov Ka'amrinan. We're talking about Nisim that were meant and destined to be written down. Esther was meant to be written down. That's why we have Megillas Esther. Masha'en Kain. Chanukah, the Chanukah story was left out of Tanakh, and therefore that's not in the category of Esther Sof Kol HaNisim. That was later. Chanukah was a couple hundred years after the Purim story. So you know the Purim story happened at the end of the Galus Bavel, the end of the 70 years, while Chanukah took place during Bayasheni. So that was later, and that's why that's not considered in the category of Nisim. And that just begs the question of why wasn't Chanukah written down? Right, already the story of Chanukah took place a couple hundred years before the Mishnayos. One of the famous questions about Chanukah is, why isn't Chanukah in Mishnayos? And then we'll get to, so one of the answers given, Rav Mirsky, one of his farm, quotes his father, who says, well, you can't have a Mishnah about it, a Tarsha Bal Peh about Chanukah, if you don't have Tarsha B'chsav about Chanukah. Beautiful answer. Every Masechta in Shas is based on Psukim. based on some type of psukim, or it's about dinim drabanan. Or about dinim drabanan. But even dinim drabanan based on psukim, right? Even hilcha maseches brachas, it's about kriyashma, it's about tefillah, it's about brachas, but all brachas are based on psukim, kisha, right? There's remazim, there's something, psukim, there's Torah shebichsav, that's the base of Torah shebalpeh, and every other masechta as well. Masha'enkin, purim, fine, you have a maseches megillah, why? Because you have megillah sester. But you can't, suggests this author, you can't have a Mesechta in Shas if you don't have a text about it in Torah Shebal Peh. I'm sorry, the text about it. This is Hagioni Allah, mercy quotes this, around Dilkin Chela Gimel. He quotes, Aval Chanukah, Eina Bekisvi HaKodesh, Lefishol Nino Likasev, Vekimash Eina Beksubim, Eina Bemishnah, Vein LaMesechta. But that just begs the question of why isn't it in Torah Shebachsav? So a couple of answers give it to that. The Ben Yoyada right here, the third one of the day. The Ben Yoyada on our daf says, quoting the Chidah, it's really a Chidah. Venirali, he says, De Ein Zekushya, Ki Bizman Esther Hayu Ba'alei Ruach HaKodesh, Sheim Shniim Lenevim. Vikasvu HaMegillah Baruch HaKodesh, Alderach Mekroz Nevim Muksuvim, Shaisa Ruach HaKodesh, Omeris La Kosev HaLashon, Dvarim Shu Kosev. Esther, a couple hundred years earlier, they already were in the time period of, they were still in the time period of Ruach HaKodesh, which is a little level down from Nevuah, and therefore they were still on the level of creating texts that could be into Torah Shebichsav. Aval bizman neis Chanukah, lo haya bahem ba'ali Ruach HaKodesh, shem krovim levim, there were no ba'ali Ruach HaKodesh, shetia Ruach HaKodesh, omeres like Kosev, as nosach aloshev u'kosvo, they weren't in that time period. It was just, tzarech shakosev yisader aloshev midaito, ve'echiel advarim elu mishpah. So if it comes from a human source, so then it can't be in Torah Shebichsav. It can't be in Tanakh because it wasn't written with the inspiration of Torah Shebichsav. Right? It needs Ruach HaKodesh. If it's not Nevuah, it needs something on the level of Ksuvim. And that's why it was not included. And we mentioned in past years the beautiful Charifus of Rav Zonnenfeld, who suggests that there's even a remez why, how you know that Chanukah shouldn't be in Tanakh. Because the name Chanukah, Ches Nun Vav Chaf Hey, different pshat of what exactly is the name Chanukah, why is it called Chanukah, but one of the suggestions given by Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld is that Chanukah stands for Ches Nevi'im, there are 8 Sfarim in Nevi'im, Vav Ksuvim, there are 6 Sfarim in Ksuvim, the Sifrei Emes, right, Eov, Mishlei, Tehillim, Ezra, Nehemiah is 1, Daniel, and Divrei Yamim, plus Hey, the 5 Megillas. So Chanukah is fulled already. The name Chanukah is a remez that there's no more room for the story of Chanukah in a text in Tanakh. Either way, that is the line to discuss at length. Vayikra Chanukah, Nitna Likasev, Nitna Lichtov Ka'amrinan. Okay, now we continue. Honey, Chalamanda Amar Esther Nitna Lichtov. This all fits according to the Manda Amar that says Esther is in Lichtov, meaning that Megillah's Esther is part of the canon, is in Tanakh. That fits in Elo Manda Amar. But there's a machlokas there in Megillah. We know there are a couple of Sfarim that there was a controversy whether they should be in Tanakh. Megillah's Esther is one of them. Shir Hashirim, Koheles. Right, a couple of them. So, according to the Mandamar that says Esther is not in Tanakh, Ela Mandamar Esther lo nina lichtov ma'ikel meimar, that Esther was not nina lichtov, so what would they do with this drushes chazal? The answer is, they wouldn't hold of it. They wouldn't hold of this drushes chazal. Mukim lakar of Binyamin bar Yefes. They would be mokim it like Binyamin bar Yefes amar Rebbe Lazar. Damar of Binyamin bar Yefes amar Rebbe Lazar. Lama nimshalu. Lama nimshalu tefilasen shel. Lama nimshalu tefilasen shel tzadikim ka'ayeles. Right, so instead of Kibergat to Esther, it's the Tefillah of Tzadikim. Shachar, Rashi and all the Mepharshim explain, Shachar is an allusion to Tefillah. It's a Lashon Tefillah. So why is Tefillah compared to an Ayeles? Lo melacha ma Ayelazu kozman shemegadeles karneha meftzilos. The more, the older, the more mature an Ayelah gets, its horns spread out. Av tzadikim, kozman shemarben b'tfilah, tfilah sanishmas. Also tzadikim, the more their marben b'tfilah, the more their tfilah is heard, and therefore one should just keep davening, and they will be answered. The Me'iri says, right here in our Gemara, that's the message. V'chein, la'olam, yehei adam nizhar b'tfilah, ula ha'arich baba yoser. A person should be nizhar in one's tfilah, and be marich. V'afilu roe atzmo, she'ein tfilaso, Nishma'as, even if it appears that my tefillah is not being heard, al yisya'e shemena, ki berov hayamim yimsa'ena. Berov hayamim, whenever that may be later on, v'chein al yasak asmo b'machbiru matriach. And don't think also that you're being matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu by davening extra. Come on, I'm busy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying he's busy. He's never busy. We're the ones that are busy. We're the ones that are always running out of the meetings. Now, the CEO is there, comfortable in his chair, kavayachal, and he's sitting there just waiting for us to daven, and he has all the time in the world. Masha'enkein, we have to make sure that we also have all the time in the world. And that's what he says, derech ha'ara, amru lamnaseach ha'yalsa shachar, tzadikim are compared to an ayala, because the more they daven, the more their tefillah is nishmas. So again, that's the idea of ribuy tefillah. Again, there's more there, but we will continue. Okay, now we get back to Yuma. Shachtu asatamid. So what happens, we said in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, the beginning of the parak, that after they went and they asked the person on top, is it light? And Chevron, yes, why they have to do this? Because one time they got mixed up, and they thought it was already the morning, and it wasn't the morning, and then what did they do? They shechted the carbon tamid, and they brought it down, and they shechted it incorrectly. This was the mistake. So was this on Yom Kippur? When was this mistake? Amos, Ilema b'shar yemos hashana, is this the rest or is this the year lo sagi lav kohen gadol? But then what's the next line of the Mishnah? They burned it and then they put the kohen gadol in the mikvah. So the kohen gadol is doing the avodas. So if it's the rest of the days of the year, so why is the kohen gadol going to the mikvah? He doesn't have to do all the avodas. So elab yom kippurim. So it must be the Mishnah's on my Yom Kippur, because the last line of the Mishnah is obviously talking about Yom Kippur. So then the previous line was talking about the mistake was on Yom Kippur, but that also doesn't make sense. Me'or halavana mi'ika. The Or Lavana wouldn't be there. Why? Because as the Mefarshim explained, the first half of the month has the moon rising close to the sunrise in the morning. But the second half of the month. But the first half of the month, which Yom Kippur falls out in, the moon doesn't do that. And there would be no confusion. So my Lavana Mika. So you have to add in a line to the Mishnah or put in an extra comma. Hachi Kamar. The Mishnah says a line about there was a mistake made at some time during the year. And then add in, Ubi Yom HaKippurim, comma, and on Yom Kippur one time, error every time, Kiyomar, Barak Barkai, whenever they did this, I read the Kohen Gadol Beis HaTefillah. That's when they brought the Kohen Gadol down to Beis HaTefillah. Once they found that it was light, like we mentioned this last Emes yesterday, there must be a Mesorah that all the Tefillahs of the Kohen Gadol has to happen during the day as well. So it's really two different stages of the Mishnah. And the Rambam says it's Beferish in the Pirush HaMishnayis, as he bases it on the Gemara, Shtei Ma'asi Osayu. There were two different thoughts that are in the Mishnah. Vayter. Tani Avua Rabbi Avin. There was a brisa that Rabbi Avin, the father of Rabbi Avin said, Lo Zil Bovad Amru, not only this, not only what? Not only if you shecht the carbon tamid at night, before it gets daytime, is it possible and you have to burn it, Ella, but there are two other actions that are parallel to Shechita. Ela af, Malika sa'of, the Kemitas mincha, balayla tisareif. Malika, when it comes to an oaf, that's a karban, and kemitza. Right? Those are also these first stage of the four avodos relating to these others. Right? By a behema, you have Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. By an oaf, you have Malika, Kabbalah, Holacha, and then either Hazza'ah or Mitzui. And by kemitza, you have kemitza, and then you have Kabbalah, Bikli Shares, and you end up having Haktara on the Mizbeach. So, Holacha and Haktara. So you have four avodos by each of these. So the first one is similar. Right? Two out of three, Malika and kemitza can only be done by a kohen. It cannot be done by a zar. Shechita can be done by a zar. So that's the difference between these three first avodos. But in this sense, says Avua Derabi Avin, they're all the same. And that is, if any of them are done at night, it must be burned. Pashtus, why? Why? Because it was an avoda done at night. Right? You can't do an avoda at night. Tosfos says that's the mashmos of this line, but I'm wondering, says Tosfos, I have another way, the reason that it should be pasul, and that is, you did it before the carbon tamid. If you're doing kemitza, if you're doing malika, then you're obviously not doing the carbon tamid. Says Tosfos on the second line on top. V'teima, teipaklei mishim dekarvut kodem l'tamid shal shachar. Right, we mentioned yesterday, the tamid shal shachar has to be the first carbon brought every day. The tamid shal bayin arbayim has to be the last carbon. We discussed earlier in the Masechta, what about the menorah, what about the ketores, those aren't carbonos. But in terms of the carbonos, this has to be the first and the last. So why isn't it possible for that reason? As the Gemara says, minayin shelo yeh davar kodem l'tamet shal shachar shen dechsev ha'ola, ola rishona. So, and he asks a similar question on a Gemara in Erevin as well. So, Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one, about 10 lines down, v'yesh lomar, de'itzach krol mislo mishem shchita, t'im mishem kodem ha'tamet, ha'hu bak tara dafka ayri. Answer number one is, maybe the only iser before karbet tamid is being makti or something before karbet tamid. But shechting or doing maliko or those, maybe that's not usir. Only to burn something on the mizbech before the karbet tamid, that's the problem. So this isn't a violation, number one. Number two, the other suggestion given by Tosfos, and this is quoted by many others as well, the od amari, daha da amar shlo yedavar kodim latamid hayinu lemitzvah. That's only a din lechadchila. Mean it's a din, it's an important din, but it doesn't pass the carbon. If I shecht, if I do something before the carbon tamid, I was mevatel the asay of hashlama, but I did not pass the carbon. That is two, and those are two answers in Tosfos. The Ritva has another beautiful answer. The Ritva, after quoting these other answers of Tosfos, says no. The only time when a carbon becomes pasul, being shechted before the carbon tamid, is when you shechted during the zman tamid. If you shechta during the night, that's not going to passel it. If it's already daytime, and I'm supposed to shechta the carbon tamid, and I don't, that's a slap in the face of the carbon tamid, and that passels the carbon. V'chima'aynis bashapir, lo kashich kulei hai, it's not a problem, says the Ritva. Do'lo shaykh le'mifzla mishum davar akarev kodim l'tamar chal shachar, ela kishigi asman atamid, aval zu shenimlaka mi ba'od laila, lo shaykh ba hahu taima. That reason doesn't apply. Ve'lon al posa al mitam psul malikas laila. Again, this the Nukudas Machlokas might be about what's the nature of the din of the Tamid having to be first or last, right? Is it a din in the slap in the face of the Tamid? Then the Ritva's right. If it's not that, it's just a din of Beis Hamikdash, some other din, right? Not a din in the Tamid, so then maybe you would give Tosfos's answers. So a couple of answers to that question. Vaita, last line. Bishlama Ola Sa'ov. I understand by the Ola Sa'ov why if you did the Malika at night, it's finished and you have to burn it. My Dahava Havi, there's no going back. Ela Kometz. Nahadre, v'neder v'nikmat sabi mama. But what about the Kometz? I don't understand what the problem is. You took the Kometz out of the Shiraim, so just put the Kometz back. And do it again. Like we had a couple of days ago. You set up the Mizbeach, you set up the wood by Azar, so take it off and put it back. See here too. Why don't you just put it back in and you start again? Why do you have to burn it for? So Hutani La, so he asked this question, but who Amarlan, he explained it. Klisharis Makachina Filish Lobizvano. No, once you put the Kemitza into the Klisharis, you have Kabbalah B'Klisharis, it's already Makudash. And therefore it can never become so to speak Tevel again. Right, Rashi says it can't go back to its natural state because it was already Niskadesh Bikli. So that's the Shita of Avua De Rebbe Avin, that it applies to Shechita, Malika, and Kemitza, all that at night has to be burnt. Meisve, is that really true? Zeaklau, is it really true that it's Niskadish in the Klisharis, even at night? Says the Brisa, Zeaklau, Kolakore by Yom, Kodesh by Yom, Kolakore by Laila, Kodesh by Laila. Anything that's sacrificed by day becomes sanctified by day. Anything that's sacrificed at night becomes sanctified by night. V'kolakore, Bim by Yom, Bim by Laila, Kodesh by Yom, Bim by Laila. Right, if it's something that's both, so it could be niskadish by both. But what do you see from that brisa? Katani mihas kolakarev bayom kadosh bayom. The first line. So anything that's karev bayom, which is the tarbet tamid or any of these, all the others are bayom. It's only niskadish bayom. Bayom in balayla lo. So you see, it cannot be niskadish at night. So how could you explain that? Oh, why don't you just put it back in? Oh, it was ready niskadish be klisharis. What do you mean niskadish be klisharis? But it's not niskadish at night because it's an avodas hayom, so it shouldn't have kedusha. So Gemara says, no, dilma eino kadosh li karev, avo kadosh li pasel. You're right; it does not achieve full kedusha being put into a klisharis at night, but it achieves enough kedusha to be nifsal, to be considered significant enough that you did something significant at the wrong time, and therefore it's nifsal. That's the day. Again, it's not nifs, it becomes kadosh enough to become pasul, but not to become kasher. Okay, we answered Masav Reb Zeira, so we try again. Is it really true that if something is put into a klisharis, shelo bizmano, it becomes pasul now? Says Reb Zeira, the Mishnah says in Menachas, Mishnah and Daf Kuf, Sidur Asalechem Esabazichin, Acher HaShabbos, when he's supposed to set up the breads and the bazichin, the cups of frankincense, every Shabbos, as we mentioned, every Shabbos, the new ones were put on, and the old ones were taken off. So what happens if you missed it? They didn't do it. They did it on Sunday. They did it on Sunday. They put the new lech on the bezicha there on Sunday. They hikar sa bezicha b'shabbat. And then that Shabbos, 6 days later, they did, took off the bezicha, and they were makdir it. Psula, it's possible, because it wasn't there for a week. The lechem has to be there for 1 week, Shabbos to Shabbos. And if it's not there, then it's possible. So Ketzad Yaseh, what should the person have done in this case? Yanichen l'Shabbos Abba, you should have left it there for another week. 6 days is not enough, so you need 13 days. Sha'afilu amda l'shulchan yamim rabim, emekaklum. Because even if it's left there for many days, emekaklum. What is many days? Is there a limit? Maybe just at least 7, and then the next available time? The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Tamidin sounds like as long as you want. As long as it's on there, there's no psul. But either way, you see from here, this Mishnah says that if it stays on the klisharis, no problem. The amai, so I would say 1 minute, but didn't we just say that by the kmitza, if you put the flour in the klisharis, shelo bismano, it's enough sanctity to passel it. See here too. You did it at the wrong time. You put it in on Sunday. So why don't you say the shulchan is a klisharis and the bazichin are for sure klisharis. So why don't you say it becomes passel? How is it kosher if you leave it for another week? V'yamai, tikdosh v'tipasel. It was hunat shelo bismano. So Amar Rava, mandaka mosef, shaper kamosef. It's a good question. Rava says from this Mishnah in Menachas, it's a good question. Uvavuad Rabbi Avin nami masisa kamar. But you know what? Avuad Rabbi Avin is also quoting a Braisa. So it's a Braisa, is allowed to argue on a Mishnah. So it's a good question how the Mishnah and the Braisa would fit together, but he holds like that Braisa. Vikasavar, what would be his svara then? How would he distinguish between putting the lechem upon him up on Sunday and putting the carbon mincha in the klisharis the night before? He would say as follows. Laila in mechusar zman. The night before is not mechusar zman. Meaning it's the night before the carbon is going to be brought, 3 hours before it's going to be brought. That's good enough likarev. I'm sorry, that's good enough lipasel. It's sanctified enough to become ruined because it's already the same halachic day. So that's ein mechusar zman. It's as if you are doing it in the right time, with a little problem. That's why it's going to be tainted and has to be burned. Yom mechusar zman. But 6 days before, or 1 day after, a totally different halachic day, that's really a total psul, and therefore it doesn't even reach the level of sanctity. And therefore, it can become kosher when the right time comes. So that's going, wait a minute. So what about Friday night? When Friday night comes, it's the same thing as the mincha case. When Friday night comes, it's in the klisharis at the exact same halachic day at the wrong time. So Amar Ravina, two answers. Amar Ravina, shekadam v'silko, maybe you took it out. That's a big ukimta. You had it in there Sunday through Friday. Right before Friday night, you took it out, and then you put it back in on Shabbos morning. That's good enough. Mar Zutra, v'teima Rav Ashi, Amar no. Afilu teima b'shelo kadam v'silko. Even if you did not remove it and take it out. But what's the difference? Kivan shesidro shaloka mitzvaso. The problem is when you do the action the night before. But if you did the action 6 days before and it's totally the wrong time, kivan shesidro shaloka mitzvaso, nasa kamisha sidro akof. It's like the action wasn't even done by you. It's like a monkey did it. Meaning it's not passive. You can't say that once the night time comes beforehand, oh, now it becomes pasul. The action of the person has to be done bipsul. And here it wasn't. It was done much earlier. It was totally not in the realm of Karbanos yet, in the time that it was supposed to be kosher, and therefore, ironically, the more distance you are from the time, the less problematic it is. If it's the night before that you did the avodah, then the laila, it's la mechusar zman, therefore it's going to be a problem. Mashenkin, if it's way before, totally different time, so then it would be okay. Tosfos here wonders, what's the difference between Hadalo Amrina, why don't we say earlier? Bottom Tosis, the two-line Tosis. Hadalo Amrina Nami Haki La'el. Why don't we say that even the night before, it's like a kof did it? Right? Why don't you say that? What's the difference? So Tosis says there's a difference. Because when it was the night before, the person really thought he could do it now. He thought it's good. It was just a couple hours early. He didn't realize he couldn't do it at night. Maybe he even thought it was the morning. He thought it was the morning, and it wasn't. It was too early. So that's where we say it gains kedusha lipasel. Masha Enkein here, if you do it on Sunday, you know that's wrong. You know that's not the right time. Bekavana asa, v'yadash esidur shalok mitzvah. You know it's wrong. So ironically, again, because you know it's wrong, you're totally not in the world of karbanos. proper karbanos, and therefore it's not going to depasel it. The Sharm Siyana Balacha gives the mashal to explain this tosfos as, it's kind of like no kavana versus anti-kavana. If you have no kavana when you do a mitzvah, so mitzvah, same shrichas kavana, fine. But if you have anti-kavana, anti-kavana, then the mitzvah is totally out of your realm. You're not going to be yotze with anti-kavana. Right? That's tosfos. Here it's like anti-kavana. When you put it in, so it's totally not going to be in the world of karbanos. So you can't say it's niskadesh lipasel even. Can't say it's niskadesh lipasel. Right? There's a difference between shelo bikavana and kavana shelo. Right? And just one other source related, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Shabbos. In the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Beis deals with a question that the Kesef Mishnah already asks, and that is, why is it, we know there are two principles on Shabbos. There's Malacha Shein Esricha Lagufa and there's Psik Reisha. Psik Reisha means, I do Act A, which Vadai will cause Act B to occur. I have no Kavana for Act B. I drag a bench, and it's Vadai going to make Charitzim, it's going to make Baros. So I have no Kavana, but it's still an Issa Daraisa, if it's Vadai going to happen. Psik Reisha. Malacha Shein Esricha Lagufa, I have Kavana to do the exact act that was done in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose that was done in the Mishkan. I trap an animal so it doesn't bite me. Not to trap the animal because I want the animal. And what do we paskin there? Malacha Shein Esricha Lagufa, Tzvachlo V'Sanom, we paskin Potter against the Rambam. We paskin like Reb Shimon Potter. Ask the Rishonim, ask the Achronim. Isn't that strange? Malacha Shein Esricha Lagufa, you're doing the exact act that was done in the Mishkan, just for a different purpose, and there you're Potter. Psik Reisha, you're not doing the act that was done in the Mishkan. You're doing Act A, which will vadai cause a second act to occur, and that's Daraisa. Explains the Aruch HaShulchan exactly what the Sharm HaSiyana Malacha here said to explain Tosfos. What? Malacha Shein Esricha Lagufa is like Kavana Shelo Latzeis. You're substituting in a different Kavana. That's why it's going to be worse. Mashkim Psik Reisha is just like blank. It's like Mrs. Ein Srichas Kavana. It's like Stam. You didn't have Kavana for the other action. So we could still be Mitzarif it to you and say you are Chayef. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem. We will continue next time with continuing Avodas Yom HaKippurim.